news and stories from racing's heartland. This is RSN's Racing Pulse.
Passive aggressive, she still travels well, she's under a strong hold, and she starts to improve her margin now. 200 metres left to go. She slipped away from Forgot You, Lightsaber under the whip, and then Camelot Tails and Chartra, but Passive Aggressive is going to be too strong for them. And away she goes. Passive Aggressive will do it by 4.5. Forgot You second, Lightsaber third from Chartra, Camelot Tails.
Well, that was Passive Aggressive a little earlier this morning at the Cranbourne Trials, and I'm sure that little piece of work put a smile on Graham Begg's face, as did Nonconformist even earlier this morning. Graham joins us. Morning, Graham. You well?
Yeah, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Gee, it's an exciting time for the stable, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we've got some nice prospects coming up. You know, they've all been here this morning, stretched their legs, and it's good to be able to get on a nice track.
Hey, something we put to Natalie Young about the dearth, you know, in the top end with all the superstars no longer around this spring. And, gee, Nonconformist is just ready to take their spot in a way, isn't he? Are your expectations with Nonconformist even higher now that we've had such a high attrition rate amongst those top-class rivals?
Oh, look, I think the thing is he's 12 months older. He performed very well at Weight for Age last year, just getting beaten a nose in the Might and Power, and performed great in the Caulfield Cup. He's 12 months older. He hasn't had a run since the Caulfield Cup last year. We made the conscious decision not to run him over the really wet period in Sydney, because he was going to go to Sydney, then to Brisbane. And the early part of the Brisbane Carnival is wet. And we thought, well, you know what? Let's put him away and just concentrate on the spring.
Hey, a lot of horses, a lot of trainers are struggling to get horses back after competing on those bottomless tracks in Sydney. You must be rapt that you pulled out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, that remains to be seen how they do come back until they go and perform on race day. But, you know, I would agree that it will be pretty taxing on them after having, you know, long and arduous preparations every week. They've gone to the races and run on those really bogged tracks. You know, they might be a bit tired, but I guess until they go to the races and perform, we won't know.
You've been so patient with Nonconformist. I mean, he's a six-year-old now. He's only had 19 starts, though. And is that what you think will pay dividends in this spring carnival, that he's still maturing and maybe even his best is yet to come?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we think he looks fantastic coming into the spring. As I said, we've been very patient. The owners have been very patient, afforded us that time to be able to develop the horse. It's pretty hard to get a horse that can run at elite level and then hold them together. So, you know, they've been great, the whole ownership group, and we've had their blessing to just plot our path each preparation.
When you say plot a path, I'm sort of thinking whether you might try a northerly and have a crack at both the Caulfield Cup and the Cox Plate, because you can make a case for all the majors with him. So which is the likely path?
Well, he'll kick off in the Memsie, then he goes to the Maccabi Diva, Underwood Stakes, Might and Power, back up into the Caulfield Cup. Now, running 3 weeks in a row, I would think that would be problematical. I would say more than likely the McKinnon Stakes.
Yep. And that backup plan, is that what you've been putting into place for a long time because it worked so well last year?
Absolutely. And I think if, you know, get a horse that's peaking, you know, last year we went to the Weight for Age race and he performed well above our expectations. You know, we thought that obviously Zark was in the race, and, you know, he was just a sort of lay down Mazaire, and Probabil, what a great mare she's been. But to be able to run her to a, you know, to a nose, we knew we had a horse which was in top form going into the Caulfield Cup, but we just ran into one just a bit better on the day.
What kind of weight do you think he could get this year? Because we haven't seen him since the Caulfield Cup last year, where he ran second, and he only had 51.5 last year.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one, because the horses at the top of the weights will be the ones
correct
that will determine that. So, you know, in my own mind, I thought probably around the 53.5 mark, particularly now that he's got established Weight for Age form. So I would think probably around 53.5, 54, I would think, would be around the mark.
And they might be struggling to find a natural top weight this year with, as we said, no incentivise, very elegant and the like.
That's right. So, You know, so he might end up with more. You know, we were having this discussion only the last 24 hours about this, and anyway, but that's what I felt he should be given, and we'll go with that.
Surely calves will be kind his last year.
Well, if he gets too much, you can always go to the Cox Plate.
Well, that's right.
Passive-aggressive, it's such an interesting situation when you get one that flies in the off-season and then you're getting very close to the peak season and you just wonder whether they where they fit in. What passive-aggressive, very good jump out today. How do you aim up at the spring now? What do you think when you think about the spring?
We're just going to plot a little course here. We're obviously going to go to the Mayor's Race on the 27th, the Cockerham. Just start her off there. We always planned on giving her a fairly light spring. We've been very mindful that you know, her form has been on pretty soft ground and that, and she flies through that. But she appears of after having a bit of a break, she went down to Dave Noonan down at Balnarring. He took her to the beach for us for a couple of weeks. She's come back into the stables and she's absolutely thrived. So, you know, she's a bit untapped, unfortunately, that we don't know where she's at.
Well, I was going to say, you've had so many good horses, and I know you don't want to blow a lid off any galloper before they've actually achieved it, but how good do you think she could be? Is she Group 1 quality?
I think every bit of it. Just don't know how good she is, to be truthful. And you know, the fact is she just does things so easily. She hasn't been in a high-pressure race as yet, and she's only had four starts, and that's why I'm a bit sort of mindful of, you know, what not wanting to throw in a Manicado or something just yet against the hardheads. But, look, we're going to let her tell us where she's at, and we'd, as I said before, you know, with most of my horse, I like to develop them and try to keep them where we think they can be competitive.
She's not another emancipation, is she?
Well, you know what? She might be as good a horse as I've ever had. So there.
Wowee. There we go. There's a little snippet. I was going to say, she looks so relaxed and does it so easy. Can she get out further?
Well, the way she does it, you think, yes. You know, 1,400, certainly at some stage she'd be able to run it because she just bounces and just travels and just goes through her gears without sort of really being challenged. You know, at this stage, I think I'll stick to the sprints because, you know what, she's got a real sprinting pedigree. Her sister was a very, very good filly, Ms. Rock. She sort of was effective at short courses. She sort of went all over the place, different races, different distance range and all that. But this filly, she's just so natural. We'll just keep her at the shorter races.
Nonconformist is the one we're all talking about, Caulfield Cups. But have you got a Smokey and Luna Flair that could also be a Cups contender?
Well, she's going terrific. Her run in the winter final, we brought her up just to give her one run. And it was a slashing performance behind Tuvalu. We feel that she should have run a clear second. Just ran into tired horses at the top of the straight and got held up. And really sprouted wings the last bit. So we backed off her and with the mindset of, you know, we're going to give her a break between runs and bring her back up for the heavily and then the naturalism. And then that'll be the fork in the road after that. We may go to a Turnbull or something and get ready either Caulfield or the Moonee Valley Cup again.
Gee, it's going to be an exciting spring, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, once the weather picks up... No, we'll certainly go home today and we'll have a good breakfast.
Well, it's so good to catch up with you, Graeme, and to see the horses in the flesh out here. We're all excited, and we've got Nonconformist, Caulfield Cup, and possibly the best horse Graeme's trained, Passive Aggressive, who will just put the house on in the Cockerham first up.
Well, they're never easy, but anyway, we've just got to get her there in one piece.
Good on you, Graeme. Good luck.
Cheers.
Graeme Begg joining us here.